Well, minor league cricket is, in fact, took place last week over in Mooresville, and it's something that continues to garner a following. And, of course, it's a much more popular sport around the world. Now it hopes to pick up a following here in the United States. And joining us now, a good friend of the program and someone who knows an awful lot about it, it is Steve Rao from the Mooresville Town Council. Steve, how are you?
Jeff Hamlin, always good to talk to you. It's a beautiful fall afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. So how many people were on hand last week in Mooresville for minor league cricket?
Well, the matches just ended last night, Jeff, and it was at the finals. It was amazing. The Atlanta Fire won in a very good match. Wonderful. Lots of people there last night. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people. It was just really great. This was so exciting to see everybody. And for me, it was very emotional because, you know, I'm not running again for the city council, but I was involved with the ground floor of cricket, you know, many, many years ago. And I saw fans from around the state, from other cities. It was just wonderful to see what Mooresville has built with cricket. I really commend my colleagues, staff, and it was fascinating. And an electric night, great night under the light.
So how many people were on hand for this, and why does cricket have such a large international following?
Well, I mean, it's a global sport. I mean, you know, India, Pakistan, South Africa, the Caribbean countries, everyone is playing cricket. And it's followed all around the world. And in these communities like Mooresville, we have a very diverse community. 35% of our South Asian community is Indian American, the nation of India. We have many people from South Africa and other nations, and they all grew up playing cricket. So, you know, these major league cricket and cricket leagues are investing in communities with high levels of immigrant communities that followed the game, which we have in Mooresville. Major League Cricket brought in some of the best players in the world from India, from other nations to play. And we've had, you know, some of the best cricket players in the world right here in Mooresville. And it's exciting. I think it's going to be great for Wake County because it's also about tourism dollars, growing jobs, supporting small businesses, people come here to stay in hotels. And hopefully the commissioners can give more hotel occupancy money next year, so that Mooresville can, you know, make more investments, better bleachers, better stands, better lining, so we can get Major League Cricket back.
Do you think, I mean, have younger players, has the appearance of Major League and Minor League Cricket created people who are interested in trying the sport for the first time?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've seen an uptick in youth cricket now. And some of the people that came up to the Youth Cricket League, you know, I ran into a young kid yesterday that plays for the Mooresville Raptors, and they didn't make the finals, but he now plays for the Raptors. He's playing USA Cricket and minor league cricket, and he came up through the youth leagues in Mooresville. So, you know, that to me is inspirational because I think, you know, that, you know, we talked about the UNC Coliseum. I think, you know, cricket's probably going to be an Olympic sport in 2028, the LA Games. Wouldn't it be something if we had someone from Team USA to train in Mooresville? And I tell you, I think it can happen.
That'd be interesting. This is going to be the first time, I think, that cricket has been an Olympic sport. Is that correct?
It's going to be the first time it's been an Olympic sport. And, you know, it's going to be really, really exciting. And, you know, we're just excited. And I think, they're working to get Major League Cricket back. And, you know, there's been talk about other towns like Cary growing cricket. But to me, I mean, you know, I'll end with this. I mean, to me, what's amazing is that when we opened up that court, park in 2015, it was just a multi-purpose park. But the Triangle Cricket League was the one that had the ideas and other about doing a cricket pitch. And now look what we've built. So I often joke, like the three letters of my name, results, action, opportunity. That's what Mooresville did. We brought home results. We took action. We led, and we did it. But, it happened with years and years of work. And so, one of the proudest moments of my life to just see the growth of this cricket. And I'll tell you, I'm going to bring you to a game one of these days. We never have it. You and I go to the game, but we need, I know you're a sports fan. We need to make that happen.
Yeah. It's a lot to take in too. And it's just like baseball, cricket is something that is very spread out, and it gets compared obviously to baseball because it's basically, it's not exactly the same game, but the objectives are similar.
The objectives are similar. I mean, it's a batting sport. You pitch, you hit, and it's all based on runs. And the game used to take 2 or 3 days, but now they have what they call overs, right? So these are T20, 20 overs, where you just play 20 innings and it's over. But it's just about running the scoreboard, who gets the most runs. But there is a lot of similarity to baseball. You know, I watched the New York Yankees a few weeks ago in New York, going to see our daughter, who's at the New York Times now as a journalist, and it was amazing watching baseball. But I said, you know, they both have different things. So I think it's just really exciting, and I'm hoping that we can continue this great work.
Absolutely. So that's part of what's going on over in Mooresville. Minor league cricket finished up a stint last night, but it's going to be hopefully major league cricket will come back next year. Did they make a stop through Mooresville this year, Steve?
No, they did not. They did not come back. They went to Oakland, California to play there. You know, a lot of venues have built these larger cricket facilities. So we didn't get it, but I know that the staff and everybody is working on getting them back, and that's why I think we've got to get some investments with partners and things like that. And then the other major thing that happened in Mooresville, we could talk about that maybe in another week or two, is the downtown. So we cut ground on a new downtown in Mooresville, which is going to be a mixed-use development with offices and everything, years of vision for that happening, and then a new dog park. So, I mean, all these things that I've been involved in are now coming to fruition. And it's, to me, very emotional. I'm very proud and looking forward to coming back and talking about these great things.
Absolutely. So it's very exciting to have something in downtown like that, have a new area in downtown that people can try out for themselves. Steve Rao from the Mooresville Town Council. Steve, it's always great having you on the program. Hope you're doing well, and we'll talk some more again in the future. Thanks so much.
Absolutely, Jeff Hamlin. Thank you.